Would the House, I'm sorry, would the House please come back to order? Please come to order. Hello, it's Friday. Would the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please let the roll?
28 members present.
We have a quorum. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representatives Osterman, Barnes, Kapsner, Kukish, and Rokeberg have been excused from calling the House today, as well as Representative Cott, but Representative Cott is with us.
Glad to see that that is the case. Those members will be on the record shown as excused. And we have for the invocation, rounding out the week with us, Reverend Leon Thompson of the Chapel by the Lake. Would members please rise for the invocation?
As each of us awakened this morning, we prepared bodies for a new day and the challenges that were ahead. Now let us take a moment and prepare our hearts and our minds by giving thanks and seeking God's direction and guidance for this day. Before we do that, I would ask that we take just a few moments of silent prayer and remember Senator Ray's grandson who died just in the last few days, Will Shattuck, and some of you know them. And so let's take a few moments of silence for Senator Ray's family and for the family of Will Shattuck. Dear God, we give thanks for this day. You created this day and all the days of our lives. You created each one of us unique and special and set before us challenges and tasks that at times seem overwhelming. Undergird us this day with wisdom and courage. Give us attitudes of compassion and show us the right way to lead all the peoples of this land. Help each of us to be sensitive, bold, caring, filled with integrity, responsive to the needs of others, wise and at times courageous. We know that in all this we will struggle attempting to make it on our own. However, we know that you desire to walk in front, behind, beside us through each step of the day. And we give thanks for your presence with us. Be with our nation this day in the midst of the difficulties she faces. We pray for the quick resolution to the conflict in Kosovo. Help each of us to stand upright and firm in the midst of the trials and temptations in life. Show us your way and help us to walk in it. We pray this to the one who created and sustains us through all of life. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend, for being with us this week. Representative Foster, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that that very inspirational prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 66th legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk be approved.
Without objection, the journal is certified and approved. Are there guests this morning for introduction? Representative Bryce.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the remarks that I've been getting quite often this session is, gee whiz, Tom, you're smiling a lot and you got a twinkle in your eye. Well, the reason why I smile and is because of the thoughts that I have of my dear lovely wife, Miss Bridget Bright. Would somebody please help me welcome?
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a constituent of mine in the Taylor Gallery. Scott Wheat is here from Homer, and he's with the Bridges campaign. Scott?
Any other guests for... Yes, there is. Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to poach from the representative from District 37, only for the fact that they have an appointment at 10:30, and I'm not certain where the representative is at, and so I was going to pass him the note to introduce them, but I'll do it in the meanwhile. Actually, there's a number of folks here in town that we met when we were touring with the Deferred Maintenance Task Force. They've come to town. They were part of the reception last evening hosted by Red Dog and Northwest Arctic Borough. In the Taylor Gallery behind me, we have visiting with us from Northwest Arctic Borough, Miles Cleveland, Roland Booth, Frederica Schaefer, Lester Hadley, Raymond Harling, Mayor Chuck Green of the Northwest Arch Borough, Helvy Sandvik, and Joe Mathis with NANA Corporation. Please join me in welcoming him today.
Representative Green.
For the record, Mr. Speaker, thank you. I would like to inform the prior speaker that he also poached from District 10.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. Representative Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, the representative from District 12 stole an introduction from me. One of the guest pages, young Aaron Shaw, who grew up in the same turf that I did back in Nenana, and he's leaving today. I just wanted to make mention of the fact that I was really pleased to see him and really grateful for his work here. He worked also in the other body for a short while and has been doing this for a good number of years. And I just wanted to make sure that we recognize his not only good effort, but his consistency, and thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any other guests for introduction? Seeing none, do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the other body?
Message dated March 25th stating the Senate has passed and returned CS for House Bill 73, Finance. And a message dated March 5th stating the Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill 76, rules amended with the following amendment to page 2, line 19. And so CS House Bill 76, rules amended Senate, is returned for consideration. I have no further messages from the other body.
Do we have communications?
We received the report of the Alaska Board of Parole, 1997-1998. I have no further communication.
Reports of standing committees?
The Community Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 40, Department of Community and Economic Development, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 40, Community and Regional Affairs, with a new title, attaches a fiscal note and a zero fiscal note, recommending DuPass Harris. No recommendation, Dyson, Halcrow, and Jewell. Amend, Morgan, and Murkowski. The report was signed by Harris co-chair. House Bill 40 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 69, Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 69, Finance, with a new title. Recommending DuPass, Terrio, Mulder, Bundy, Foster. No recommendation, Moses, Amin, Davies, and Grusendorf. The report was signed by Terrio and Mulder co-chairs. House Bill 69 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions or citations.
Citation commemorating Law Enforcement Memorial Day by Representative Porter, honoring Anchorage Christian School Boys Basketball Team 1999-3A Boys State Champions by Representative Mulder, honoring Dora Estevez by Representative Davis, honoring Chugach Mustang Boys Basketball Team 4A State Tournament Academic and Sportsmanship Awards by Senator Halford and Phillips and Representative Dyson, honoring the Alaska Fireball Girls Hockey Team by Senator Phillips and Halford and Representative Dyson, in memoriam Carol Eastoff by Representatives Hudson and Kurtula and Senator Elton, in memoriam Henrietta Penn Lee by Senator Halford and Phillips and Representative Dyson, in memoriam Gordon W. Bourdin by Senator Halford and Phillips and Representative Dyson. House Joint Resolution Number 33 by Representative Davis, Representative Phillips, urging the United States Senate to decline to ratify the treaty from the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change adopted in December 1997 at Kyoto, Japan.
It will be referred to the House Special Committee on World Trade and State-Federal Relations.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Do we have bills for introduction?
House Bill 162 by Representative Kemplin, entitled An Act Relating to Confidential Mental Health Records Relating to Mental Health Services and Programs Relating to Liability for Payment for Mental Health Evaluation and Treatment Services and Providing for an Effective Date.
It will be referred to the Health, Education, Social Services Committee, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill 163 by Representative James, entitled An Act Relating to Qualifications of Voters, Relating to the Registration of Voters, Relating to Election Districts and Officials, Relating to Election procedures and ballots, relating to special procedures for elections, relating to nomination of candidates, relating to national elections, relating to special elections and appointments, relating to constitutional amendments, relating to election offenses and corrupt practices, relating to election pamphlets, relating to the deferral of jury service for certain election officials, relating to an exemption from the state procurement code regarding election ballots, relating to the provision and use of mailing addresses on permanent fund dividend application for election purposes, relating to the inclusion of voter registration forms with permanent fund dividend applications, making conforming amendments in reference to election district and chairman, and providing for an effective date.
In proportion to the title, that will be referred to State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's agenda?
House Bill 112 by Representative James, entitled An Act Establishing the Alaska Public Building Fund and Providing for an Effective Date. We're in third reading.
Is there debate? Representative James?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I caught myself on that one, didn't I? Almost. It pleases me to have House Bill 112 before us today. This is an outcropping of the Deferred Maintenance Task Force, which I served on a couple of years ago, and in an effort to try to determine how we can have some semblance of order in determining where the money comes from to provide the maintenance on our facilities that are so needed and have been neglected. The establishment of an Alaska Building Fund is an answer to that. This will not, there's a zero fiscal note on this bill because it's not anticipated to cost money. In fact, as we think, it will save money. There'll be a rent, the plan to do a rent a schedule, and some agencies who are funded by other than Alaska General Fund may be able to have to cough up some to help pay for the space that they're in. And, you know, one other thing, Mr. Speaker, it may well be that some of these agencies, since they're not going to get any additional budget money to pay their rent, so to speak, that they may not need as much space as they thought they needed to have space. So I think that there's going to be it's going to be a real change in the way we do business. It is going to be a benefit to us because we'll have this fund, which will have some money accumulating in it, and all this money does need to be appropriated by the legislature. But when we want to do some deferred maintenance or some maintenance issues that need to be done, there should be money available to do it without taking it out of the real stream of money that we have for other purposes. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative James. Representative Grisendorf.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's kind of interesting when the Speaker explained and said the real stream of money. What we are doing here is creating, by statute in the general field of general funds, a little picket fence, a nice white little picket fence, of which we are supposedly going to put these program receipts in. I believe in what the sponsor is trying to do here, and I think we should do it. But at the same time, if we revisit that picket fence in 2-3 years, I wonder if the crack will be peeling off from it and what care that will need it. Because it's in the general funds, it is program receipts. You look at the budgetary plans that this body has had over the last 5 years or so, and you can see it'd be very difficult to keep that money within that little picket fence in the general funds. But I want to caution all people here that if we're serious about putting money in there, when we're building the budgets for the various agencies, we'll have to be able to put a little bit of that money in there for that. But then again, that'd be one of the first things that'd probably be subject to cut. Thank you.
Representative Grisendorf. Further discussion? Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of this legislation. Over the years, I've watched the complex problems of individual agencies trying to have their own piece of property, their own style, and their own space where they want it. And often, even back as far as when I happened to be the Commissioner of Administration myself, it's difficult to deal with each one of these agencies trying to go off on their own. I believe this legislation will force them to come through inside that picket fence. We may see some agencies living together in space. There's often space available in, say, Public Safety's building in Fairbanks, and they maintain it or hang on to it where it could be made useful for another agency. So I think that this will serve a useful purpose, and I compliment the lady.
Thank you, Representative Hudson. Further discussion? Are we ready for the question? The question being, shall members pass HB 112 from the House? Members may proceed to vote. Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
33 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, HB 112 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote, the passage of House Bill 112, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date is adopted. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
There are citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved. Brings us to unfinished business. Are there any items of unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the following representatives be excused from the call of the House at the following times. Representative Cott from 7:15 a.m. March 27 until 9:30 p.m. March 29th, Representative Morgan from 7:21 p.m. March 31st until 9:33 p.m. plain time. April 5th, Representative Berkowitz from 1:23 p.m. April 1st until 9:20 p.m. plain time. April 5th. And with that, Mr. Speaker, there are no other excused at.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused during the times and dates as indicated by the Majority Leader. Brings us to committee announcements. Do we have committee announcements? Representative Dyson?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For those of you that missed the exciting Hess meeting on medical marijuana yesterday, tapes are available. And I want to remind the Hess committee meeting members that we have a meeting tomorrow, and we will be considering House Bill 85, Teacher Licensing, Discipline, and Ethics, Collective Bargaining, HB 129, Collective Bargaining for Principals, and SGR 11, the Federal Education Block Grants to the state. And would appreciate your prompt attendance. Thank you.
Representative Dyson, any other committee announcements? Any general announcements? Representative Dyson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. April is National Child Abuse Month, and I believe the governor is getting out a proclamation. Next week or so, you'll all have an opportunity to get a mint green lapel pin. It's a forget-me-not, and it's one of those ways that those of us who are interested in forgetting the children, not forgetting the children who have perished and been damaged through child abuse in our state, to wear the pins. And we will also have a children's caucus the first week of April on this subject, and we will have survivors of child abuse who will be making a presentation, and encourage all of you to attend and to continue your efforts to protect children in our state. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dyson. Any other announcements? Special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday, March 29th.
And always tell when it's Friday. Have a good weekend.